Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes.
I can't do it.
School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. I got no high end of my woo this morning.
No, you don't.
So I just copped out. But anyway, my name's not Emerson. You're not either. Emerson's still recovering, and we'd like to say hello to Emerson if he's out there listening, because he's always got a high end to his woo.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I mean. I don't know what that means, actually.
Oh.
I'm already in trouble. I'm already off script. Anyway, if you listen to School Talk, we're always off script. So what's up there? We got our producer.
Hello.
Mr. Zach Evans, Ben Davis Sr.
Yes, sir.
We got our producer in training, I think. Mr. Zach Harshman in the corner. We got the Zach attack in full effect.
What's up?
So, yep, that's good to go this morning. Again, I would like to tell Emerson, if he is listening, that we're thinking about him. We hope he's back next week. We'll keep his seat warm until then, because I can't host the show like he can host the show, because he hosts the show the best.
He's the best of the best.
That's why he's Emerson.
Yes, sir.
And we're not. So, anyway, that's his tagline. You guys are getting shorted, by the way, because Emerson's not here. So you're just getting a reasonable facsimile, and see, Zach didn't even have the mic on, so we didn't hear anything. Zach, we're just all messed up this morning. We started with the wrong intro.
Friday.
That was my fault, though, I think he misunderstood. But it's live radio, ladies and gentlemen. It's live radio,
and that's what happens.
That's right. It's live radio. By the way, in case you've been watching Channel 13 this week, hello. In case you've been watching Channel 13 this week, there have been some, they've had a whole series on morning radio. So I think that we ought to get Scott Swann out here.
Yes.
And see what we do in the morning.
We're calling you out.
We're not really calling you out,
but you know we are.
Because, you know, we just would love to have the coverage, but it's been pretty awesome, really, to kind of. I think he did Sean Copeland's show. He did Kyle and Rachel, and Waking Up, B-Lord. And he did, this morning it was 95.5 WFMS.
Yeah.
He did 107.9 KJ show, The Mix, and Smiley.
Smiley Morning. Yep.
He kind of covered the bases. Didn't do Bob and Tom, but I think everybody knows what goes on there. You don't know what happens to Bob and Tom by now.
Years late.
Yeah, they're actually Bobless now.
Bobless.
It's just Tom. It's just Tom. So, anyway, why don't we see what's up there on that, what's it called? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, big boy. Well, School Talk with Emerson. Well, not Emerson, but this week we actually have a couple of student publications in with us, and we'll get to them here in about a couple minutes.
We will.
The Giant 90.9 request line, 244-9234-244-WBDG.
It's like Denny's, it's always open.
Absolutely.
We may not answer it, but it's always open.
Yeah. If you call in, hey, you know what works. Ben Davis Boys Basketball Tech at Ben Davis tonight. 7:30 p.m. is when the game begins. And also, spring break is March 19th through April 2nd.
I keep thinking it's March 12th.
No.
I got myself like programmed a week early.
He's ready
for some reason. I don't know what my problem is, but
he's ready.
By the way, we got a big event coming up here, and we're starting to roll it out May 6th through the 8th. It is the WBDG 50-50 Marathon. We'll have much more about that as we go. Microphone just moved on its own, so there's a ghost in the studio. That was weird. Microphone just went boop, like about 2 inches. Anyway, the 50-50 Marathon is Emerson. There are ghosts in the studio.
No, I think
I'm so scared.
I think it's Emerson's ghost.
Yeah, but anyway, we have 50. Yeah, Emerson spirits here in the studio.
Absolutely.
Even though he's across the street at home. But we have the 50-50 Marathon coming up. If you want to be a part of that, you certainly can. We're taking donations. So if you give us a call, 244-9234, that's the studio line, area code 317. Of course, you can't do anything without adding the area code anymore.
Absolutely.
317-988-7122 is our business office, which makes it sound like it's really something great, but it's just my office across the hall. And I'll answer if you call, or I'll return your call. But you can be a part of the marathon. We did have somebody come through last night, Brian Barnhill, a Ben Davis graduate, and actually hosted the first marathon back in, he said it was 30 years ago. So that's, 1986-ish back then. We're off and running because he gave us $250. So thank you very much, Brian Barnhill. Yes. Push the magic button.
Whoa! Yeah!
Money, man.
Money. So appreciate that. And he put it out there on Facebook, so I feel comfortable saying and announcing it.
Make it public, guys.
That's right. So now, anything else for the good of the cause before we get into our show today?
Nothing I know of.
Nothing else? No band events going on?
Oh,
what's Mike?
We've got the Ben Davis Marching Band will be going down to Florida. Spring break, we'll be marching at the Disney parade down there on Main Street. So that's that practice actually begins today after school from 3:30 to 5:30. So it's exciting for us seniors, but it's also really exciting for the entire band program.
And we also want to take our hats off to the Ben Davis Choirs.
Yes.
Another very successful giant.
Giant.
The Giant Spectacular. The Giant Spec, after a one-year hiatus, was back last year due to weather. They had no problem with weather this time. I mean, it was like 85 degrees out this year, but a great Giant Spectacular. I saw lots of reaction on Twitter, very positive, so congratulations to Ben Davis Choirs and all that they do. And, you know, it's that time of year. I mean, hard to believe the Giant Spec's already been here and gone. Hard to believe the marathon's on the way. And it's hard to believe that we have... See, that's what we call transition.
That's what we call transition.
No, okay. So if you would be so kind as to turn your mic around there. Here we go. We have two fine young men here in the studio from Ben Davis Publications. We have Matthew Brown, who's the online editor from the Ben Davis Publications. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Welcome. Welcome to the show. And we have the very appropriately named Hunter Short, who is much taller than me, and I'm 6'4". But he is a photographer and also the editor of the Giant Vision. So welcome. Welcome to School Talk. Push the magic button for him.
Whoa! Yeah!
That's what I always love about hosting Emerson's show is I can always, you know, be like, hey, I'm John Easter. What's the magic button? You know, and you got your own applause walking around.
But you got to ask, though. I mean,
I know.
Yeah. If you got to ask, really doesn't mean that much.
Doesn't count. Yeah. Well, you two gentlemen are part of a great program here, multiple award-winning program, Ben Davis Publications. What publications do you guys put out?
We put out a newspaper, but we also put
which comes out today,
yes,
right?
Yes,
the latest edition.
Yes. And then we also put out a visual or virtual, I'm sorry, publications online. And then we also do the yearbook too.
And also we do Giant Visions, which is a school magazine for like art and poetry and stuff.
So basically four.
Yeah.
And Giant Visions, I think, is also a virtual.
We're going to try and print it this
year. You're going to try to print some?
Yeah, because budget's really a big deal for Giant Visions. And so we're gonna find a way to put it in color. It might not be the best paper, but we're going to find a way to put it in color and print it this year.
So it won't be like Xeroxed and stapled together? No?
No, most certainly
So it'll be
not.
Nicer than that.
Yeah, but, it's going to be nicer than
well,
that.
Well, that's but. Good. That's good. So you gentlemen, obviously, your jobs on staff, being the editor of Giant Visions, and also a photographer, what do you, I mean, obviously photographer, we know what that does, but well, you go and take pictures, right?
Well, it seems just like taking pictures, but we have projects and stuff that we have to do also. So like, you say, okay, I need you to go take a picture of this. Well, you got to go take a picture of whatever you got to take a picture of, and you also got to get projects done. And the projects are actually, I mean, they're not hard and they're really fun, but they're a lot of work you got to put into them, so...
So, like, what's a typical project for you guys?
A typical project for me, I don't know about Matt because I'm not the page editor for the online, but, I mean, like, a typical one of our last projects was called Pop Art, and we had to take a picture of some random thing, and we had to go on Photoshop. We had to Photoshop it the best we could, or, like, he'll give us a project on our birthday. Like, we got to find ordinary things, like... let's say that there's a roll of tape on the ground. You take a picture of that roll of tape, that's a zero. Like ordinary things, you got to spell your birthday out.
Cool.
And ordinary things, yeah, but you got to come up with your own slash marks, like a ruler or something, tilt it sideways, make a little dash mark. So
it encourages you to be creative in that way.
Yeah.
And then for the online portion, obviously you are... I'm sure in charge of pretty much all the online stuff that we see from bdspotlight.com.
Yep, pretty much. Yep.
So, how much work's involved with that?
Oh, there's so much. You need to hack tons of websites to get stuff.
I like that word.
Yeah. Man. So, how do you make the decision versus what goes in the print versus what goes online?
Well, we usually have our writers, well, basically everyone, write out story ideas each month. And then what we do is we take them all, we look at them all, then we say, these will go online, these will go in print, and then we just distribute them out to writers.
Do you leave, that's a yes, no question, but how do you cover breaking news? Do you leave space for that?
Breaking news will, it usually goes online because that's where we put, like, the now is happening stuff, because it would be way too late for print. So.
Right. Yeah, we didn't have. I'm a alumni myself. I know.
Go ahead, Mr. Easter.
No, you were. Yeah, I'll wait. Yeah. I'll wait until I'm asked.
Here you go, Mr. Easter. I heard you were in student publications when you went here to Ben Davis. So
I was. Wow. Yeah. I appreciate you asking me. no, I was on the Ben Davis spotlight. We talked off air, said he was supposed to ask me about
push
it.
Button, okay.
Yeah, but push the button. Push the button. Yeah!
Yeah! There you go. Yeah!
Or you could do the it don't make no sense button on that one. we've got that one too. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Yeah. So anyway, but I was actually on the Ben Davis Spotlight staff at one point. I wrote sports, so I was the sports chairperson, which is kind of like a super sports editor. Back then we were more like you had your page editors, and they were all sports editors because they were page editors, and then the sports chair. I see I'm already knocking Zach out over there. He's about ready to fall asleep. We had the sports editors. And then we had the chairperson. So you had basically like the feature chairperson who would be over all the feature stuff. You had, you know, the center spread back then was a big deal. You had to make your center spread always look good. And one time, I don't know, I think it was the infinite wisdom of the editors, but they gave the sports department the center spread. It's not smart.
No.
None of us, you know,
not at all.
Sports guys and design,
Well, we could fit 6 articles on the center spread. Yeah, that'll look great. You know, be like, make sure we shade them differently. That was our idea of design. Be like, yeah, we could put an infograph down there.
Mr. Richard, that don't make no sense.
I know it really doesn't. It don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
But it was, yeah, that was not good. And then, so they ended up giving us the final 4 pages of the newspaper after that. They took us out of there and put some special people on the middle so that the center spreads looked much better.
Yes.
Because the sports people, we had good content, but it wasn't the same. And we used to have 2 deadlines. So we had first deadline, second deadline, like all of the basketball and or football or whatever sport was like, you know, the Friday night, that would always fall on second deadline. Then any feature stuff, or if it was like cross country, or a sport that, you know, it wasn't really on every, you know, I don't want to make it sound bad, but that was the decisions that we made. Yeah. So you had to figure that out, but we had, and it was all, we used to not do anything on computers other than writer stories. So we just typed them up and literally ran them through a wax machine and slapped them on the design paper. You know, cause you had this special paper that had, you know, design, you slap your story up, and if your story didn't fit, you'd have to go back and write more.
Mr. Easter, you tell me back in your day you didn't have the chisel and the hammer?
No, but they let us have X-Acto knives and things like that. And, you know, which, I don't know how wise that was. But they let us have those and play with hot wax. And, yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. But the idea, I think, that is pretty much the same, where you're doing it on a computer screen now with your layout, correct?
Yeah.
So everything you guys do, it's not like me where we, you know,
had to chisel it into the stuff. Yeah.
Where we got out the Elmer's glue and, you know, no, I mean, you guys, we didn't use Elmer's glue, by the way. You had to use the because the glue would show up when it printed. So you had to use the wax machine. And if you accidentally sent your copy through the wrong direction, then you had the wax on the front of the copier. That was not fun. That was not fun because Mrs. McKinney was the teacher then, Janet McKinney, who I love to this day. She's one of my dearest friends and, you know, a reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, teaching. But JM would always, we called her JM. She would wait until right before deadline, because deadline was Wednesday morning at 9:30. It had to go to the printer. If it was on if it was on the light table at 9:30 on Wednesday, it was getting printed. What? You're out there making googly eyes, aren't you? We have to call in. Gonna go to the bullpen. And call in the new producer. Yeah. Man. Zach's making googly eyes here. I'm just kidding, Zach. I caught you, though. But whatever was on that light table on Wednesday morning got printed. So if Mrs. McKinney had gone and read ink to your story and you didn't catch it, guess what got printed? Mrs. McKinney's red ink all over your story.
Oh, man.
And she had a way of doing that, like, on Tuesday night to make sure you were paying attention. So Monday night was always our production night. And then that was, you know, for both deadlines. And then Tuesday night was corrections. And if it wasn't if it wasn't corrected by Wednesday morning, that's what got printed. And, yeah.
And everybody see you messed up?
Everybody saw you messed up. You, but that didn't happen to me.
You're like, oh, man.
That did happen too often. Yeah, that didn't happen too often. But it was a lot different. You had to be a lot more sure of things, I think. You know, this is really what in the pictures they used to develop them here in, like, you know, have chemicals and all different sorts of
It's not.
They had a dark room.
We just plugged the little chip into the computer and download the photos, and then we print it off of the printer or something.
So it's changed a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome that you guys are kind of seeing that end of the change. And what I really think is cool is that the idea that we've gone online, and that is a great way for everybody to see what's going on here at Ben Davis High School. I mean, you just go right online, bdspotlight.com, and find out in 10 minutes on that page what's going on. And you guys keep it up to date every day. What time do you guys upload new content, or do you just do it throughout the day?
We just do it throughout the day. Like, if there's a story in and it's about something about girls golf or something like that, we instantly upload it.
So. And that's the cool thing, because, you know, like I was trying to, you know, beat around the bush earlier and saying things like, you know, we put golf on first deadline instead of, and I played golf. So, you know, I played 4 years of golf here at Ben Davis. And so I was never any good. We won state, though.
Oh.
But I was, I like to say I was the best JV player in the state, because you always think that when your varsity team wins state, that means your JV team is probably the best in the state too, right? Don't break my heart. Just tell me that it's true. But, you know, you don't have to do that now. I mean, you can, if after the match, somebody writes the story, it's up the next day or up the next hour, if that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys plan to do with what you're learning here in journalism?
Go ahead. I think I want to further in media.
Yeah.
I like communications. I love being on the radio.
First of all, are you guys juniors, seniors?
I'm a junior.
I'm a senior.
Senior. Yeah. So you're about ready to graduate.
Yeah.
Going to college?
Yeah.
Emerson always requires that answer. Because if not, he takes a break. What's he always say? I'll take a break and you'll disappear. Yeah, so that's essentially what he says. He makes you go to college. Where are you going to go?
Franklin.
Franklin. That's a good college for journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. They have a really innovative program down there, and you probably know all about this, but they have that really innovative State House file program that works through there. So they do a lot of coverage with that. What are you looking at? I know you're a junior, so you...
Yeah, I'm a junior. Ball State is really what I'm going for, because I know they have a good communications program. Excellent. I really want to get into communications a lot.
We are real lucky in the state of Indiana that we have Indiana, we have Ball State, we have Indiana State, we have Vincennes. You know, we have all these programs, and I'm leaving tons out, that have tremendous programs for journalism and for media. You know, and I know IU, for example, right now, a little bit for us alumni, we've been a little upset about this, but they've taken all of their telecommunications, their journalism, everything, put it into one school, the IU School of Media. You know, David Letterman is a big benefactor of Ball State, and he's gone and invested a lot of time, money, and effort into helping Ball State upgrade their program, and they have great instructors up there. You know, we just talked about what Franklin College is doing. So all of these things, and I would encourage people, if you're out there and you're listening and you want to get into journalism, not only if you're a sophomore or, you know, a junior and you still have time left, get involved here at Ben Davis with Mr. Hayes, but also look into all of these schools, because there's a perfect school out there for you.
And most people, I've actually went over to the ninth grade center because I kind of want to get the freshmen into getting into student publications. And if you think it's just like, I don't want to write stories or something, or I just don't want to take pictures, you know, I've been on numerous field trips. Like, I mean, you go to places that you wouldn't normally go. Like, I can just like take a date, like, hey, I don't have to do work that day. I can go. I went to the Motor Speedway for the whole day and just took pictures the whole day. So, I mean, you're not just going around the school.
And you're working. while you're doing
this. Yeah.
And it's not like you're just going over there.
Yeah, it's not like you just go over there and, hey, what's going
on? Kick back and party.
Let's eat some corn dogs and watch the race. You know, you're taking pictures.
Sit in the state pit. No.
Yeah, but it still is fun. It's like it's not like Mr. Hayes will tell you. He'll say, he said, don't spend all your time taking pictures, but get some photos. You know, like don't not take photos. Don't not do your job, but take some pictures, have fun, do what you need to do. I mean, you're doing this for us, so we'll.
Well, I know it is. That. It is part of the experience.
Yeah,
experience these things. I hate to keep going back 25 years, but one of the things that used to happen here in Indianapolis every year was the Sullivan Awards, which was this huge amateur event where like for the Olympics, a lot of the Olympians would be up for Sullivan Awards. It was an amateur sports award that would go to whoever the amateur sports person of the year was. And it used to be at Indianapolis every year. So, you know, I got to go to the Sullivan Awards and cover that. And I'm watching these people that I watched in the Olympics accept these awards. And it was awesome. You know, it really was. I got to go to a meeting of the Paramount their shareholders meeting was here. I got to go cover that. And so, you know, got their goodie bag, you know, stuff like that.
Well, we used to have a photographer a few years ago. Mr. Hayes was talking to me about it. And I always bragged to Mr. Hayes how good I'm going to be the best photographer you ever had. Okay? I was bragging to him about that. And he was like, you know what? He was like, come here. And we got a whole wall of awards that we've won. Awards that we've won over the years. We got a whole wall of them. And one of the awards was from a girl named Grace. And he was like, if you win this award, I'll call you the best photographer. And it was, I think it was like something Scholastic. I think it's out in the hallway. There's a paper that says like the Scholastic Awards or something like that.
Right.
But basically she won like out of all the high schoolers, photographers in the state, she won first place. And he was like, if you win that award, he was like, I'll call you the best photographer I ever had.
Right.
So that
motivates you.
Yeah. That's what I was just about to get at. He motivates you to do better. You know, like, okay, you want this? Well, you got to work for it.
I haven't asked you guys about Mr. Hayes. What does, Mr. Hayes, obviously an excellent teacher, guy that's, done the job as well. I know he was a writer for many years for the Indianapolis Star. Other newspapers as well. What does his guidance mean to you guys?
He's basically like our mentor, but he's also like a friend. You know, he teaches us like, you know, how to word things, how to make things a bit more correct in both grammatical senses and also in trying to get it out to the public. But he's also there for like if we want to talk to him about something, or you know, just tell him about our day. He's always there for us.
That's good.
And with photography, he cracks me up because. Our photo editor, Shelby Jensen, I believe. Yeah, Shelby Jensen. She knows more about Photoshop than Mr. Hayes does.
Right.
And I think it's funny because that's his class, you know? So, I mean, if I got a question, I'm like, hey, Mr. Hayes, how do I do this? He might not know, but he'll figure out a way to find out how to do it, you know? So, I mean, every once in a while, he'll ask Shelby Jensen, like, how do you do this? Show me how to do this, you know?
One thing you'll find out as you guys get older. And, you know, I'm old. But one thing you'll find out as you get older is that you don't know everything.
So what you
have to do is, and students, by the way, are really good at picking out when you don't know something. So you're better off just punting in those situations and deferring to students that know things a little bit more than you do. Yeah. And so that's a sign of a good teacher because, we learn from you guys as much as you learn from us, maybe more than you guys even realize. So we learn from you guys. So, that's something that I think sometimes gets lost. People think teachers have all the answers. We don't. We just want to teach you guys how to
ask the questions.
Yeah, ask the right question. And if, you know, we'll try to find the answer if we don't know.
Yeah.
But. Well, gentlemen, anything else before we get going here?
No, that's all. Thanks for letting me on the show.
Thanks for coming in. Student Publications, Ben Davis Spotlight is out. You can get it at newsstands across Ben Davis High School. You can also find it in some local businesses
It's worth a check if you get to see what they do. We have a wall, kind of a brag wall out here, and it is always filled with journalism students. So we have award-winning journalists here. Giant Visions is coming out before the end of the year.
We are in the process. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm going to be honest. We are struggling a little bit. We need submissions, you know. Nobody does poetry anymore. So, but like I said, I've been trying to get the freshmen. The freshmen are like, oh, yeah, high school things. I get to be get out there. So we're trying to get them in there, and we'll get it together by the end of the semester.
And you have a very imposing presence, so you
can
probably just make them do things.
Do it now.
And BDSpotlight.com is open 24 hours a day.
Like Denny's.
So check it out. And let's see. Oh, Keyhole. We didn't mention that. That's the Ben Davis yearbook. Yeah. I know Keyhole is always on sale, so check Mr. Hayes.
Yep, definitely.
So, all right, that's going to close us out. See if I can do this from memory. To the parents and to the teachers, our students, why are you recording me again? To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach themselves to be investors. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Make sure you copy Hunter. Make sure you copy Matthew. Make sure you copy Zach and everybody else that's in the room out there. Because your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. And it wouldn't be Emerson's show if I didn't remind you to pull up your pants. I tell you what, he can't stand a sagging. When you stop sagging, Emerson will stop nagging. That's right. Because when you sag into mine, you sag into behind. Okay. That's right. Because I can't stand the sagging. People said I didn't make enough paper noise last week, so had to do that. And folks, next week, I don't know. Actually, I do know who's here next week. If Mr. Goins will be our guest on School Talk next week, whether it'll be me as host or whether it'll be Emerson as host, you'll just have to find out. Follow us on Twitter. Follow BD Publications on Twitter. Definitely. We forgot that social media aspect. And we're going to wrap it up on School Talk for another week. Join us next week on School Talk.